Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nip Tuck Coach Radio, your cosmetic surgery connection. Join cosmetic surgery Nip Tuck Coach, beauty expert, and author of Safety First, A Consumer Guide to Cosmetic Surgery, Michelle Garber, your host of the Nip Tuck Radio Show. Michelle's goal is to empower listeners and help them make safe cosmetic surgery procedure choices. This fun and lively show explores the world of beauty and cosmetic surgery and features expert guests on a variety of topics. No hype. Your host, Michelle Garber, is here today to help you navigate the confusing world of cosmetic surgery.
Hi, everyone. This is Michelle Garber, and welcome to another week of Nip Tuck Coach Radio. I'm Michelle Garber, your host, and we are broadcasting live this morning from San Francisco. If you don't know me, I'm founder of Nip Tuck Coach, an independent cosmetic procedure consultancy, and I'm a patient advocate. There is a lot of misinformation out there, and my goal is to help you navigate the confusing world of cosmetic procedures by keeping you safe and well-informed so that not only do you get a great result, but you get the best result. And to create more consumer awareness for safety and beauty, I've written a comprehensive guide called Safety First, The 10 Golden Rules for Safe Cosmetic Surgery, which you can download for free at my website at www.niptuckcoach.com. So many of us work out and still can't get rid of those love handles, or as I call it, the belly pooch. And as we get older, our bodies change and it even gets harder to stay in shape. And liposuction may not be an option for some people for a variety of reasons. And now there is a non-surgical way to eliminate fat. CoolSculpting is an FDA-cleared medical device that's creating a lot of buzz. It uses a non-surgical technology called cryolipolysis that targets and eliminates fat cells. It's a safe treatment, provided that you go to a reputable medical facility with trained technicians that are using the FDA-cleared device. And with the popularity of CoolSculpting and medical tourism, there is a growing concern over black market devices that are putting patients at risk. So with us today to share his insights about CoolSculpting, I'm delighted to have Dr. Grant Stevens, Medical Director of Marina Plastic Surgery Associates in Marina Del Rey, California. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Stevens. Are you there?
Yes, Michelle. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you. Dr. Stevens is a board-certified diplomat of the American Board of Plastic Surgery and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and the International College of Surgeons. Dr. Stevens is a professor of surgery at USC Division of Plastic Surgery and on the board of directors of the American Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. Dr. Stevens was recognized by his peers as one of America's best physicians in the guide and top doctors, and Dr. Stevens has performed surgery on patients from all 50 states and 63 foreign countries. He's been interviewed for articles that appeared in USA Today, People, The Wall Street Journal, Beauty, Forbes, Glamour, Vogue, Allure, Cosmetic Surgery Time, Business Week, Men's Fitness, LA Time Magazine, to name a few, and numerous newspapers. He's also appeared on over 125 television programs, including CNN, Discovery, 60 Minutes, Nightline, Entertainment Tonight, Inside Edition, Lifetime, and many other TV and radio interviews. Well, so let's talk a little bit about CoolSculpting.
I'd love to.
Over the years, there's been many cosmetic devices on the market that have created a lot of buzz, but some of them have not lived up to their promises and have left a trail of unhappy patients. So how is CoolSculpting different?
Well, CoolSculpting is different in many ways, and I know what you mean. We've had devices that we've adopted and tried, and they just have fallen flat. They haven't delivered on our expectations. But CoolSculpting is different, number one, in that It was developed at Harvard University in Boston by researchers who spent 10 years in development and over $80 million working it out. So they got it right before they took it to market. They didn't depend on us as consumers and providers, doctors and patients alike, to work it out. So they spent 10 years, $80 million, and then in 2009, they rolled it out. I bought my first one in 2009, and I now have seven. I bought them one at a time because they're all being used, and because of we have happy patients. We've now done over 9,000 treatments. Right now in the office today, we have seven machines running, and I just went down before I talked to you, and all seven are running at this very moment.
That's great.
So the difference is the technology and the research was done before they rolled it out to the public, and since then now, in the last 5 years, there's been over 1 million treatments done. And the results have been spectacular. I'm a personal patient, a happy patient. I was the first patient treated in 2009 here in our offices in Marina Del Rey.
So let's talk first a little bit about why this technology is so exciting, and then we can talk about your experience as a patient as well.
Okay.
So what?
Well,
so why is
the number one thing is
exciting?
Well, first of all, who out there doesn't have an inch of fat they'd like to get rid of? I mean, all of us have a little, an inch of fat, right, that we'd like to get rid of.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple inches,
or
right?
Or more than an inch.
But we
of
don't
fat.
All want surgery. I don't know about you. I didn't want to take the time off. And while there's a lot of people that want to lose fat, there's not a lot of people that want to take the time off or have the anesthesia or have a liposuction. Now, that group of people that want to get thin but don't want surgery are perfect candidates for non-surgical body contouring. The thing about CoolSculpting is it's safe, it's effective, in other words, it works, and it's economical. So that's why it's a great success and why it's going like crazy all over the United States. In fact, it's growing all over the world. This concept of freezing the fat and killing the fat cells and eliminating them naturally and then losing an inch or two, which I did, and a number of my patients have done. If you go to freezethefat.com, maybe even while we're talking, you can see examples of many, many patients, hundreds of patients that we've done who've shared their stories with us.
So you freeze the fat and then the fat gets eliminated. First of all, what mm-hmm. does that feel like on your body? And then tell me a little bit about the process for our listeners.
Okay. So there are these applicators. And if you grab, your tummy right now or your love handles with the palm of your hand, say, and squeeze a little bit, the applicator does that. It squeezes. It sucks the fat right into the applicator when the technician turns it on, and then it subjects it to cold. And that cold at first is startling, at least to me it was. And then after a little while, you don't feel it anymore. It just goes to sleep, and you sit there for an hour while it's going. Now, you can have multiple applicators at one time. I mentioned we have seven machines. We've done up to four applications at the same time. So over the course of an hour, we could do four different areas if you wanted. And I just give patients an iPad, or they clear their emails, or they watch TV and so forth. And they're there with us for an hour or two, and it's very, very cold, and then goes to sleep, I mentioned. And when it's over, they take them off, massage the area, and you get up and go back to work. There's no downtime at all.
So is the area pink?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When you take it off, it kind of looks like a frozen cube of butter. And if you don't know that, it can be rather alarming. So we try to remind everybody that when we take this off, it's going to look just like a frozen cube of butter. And they massage it. And by massaging it, it warms back up. And also, it increases the amount of fat that is eliminated by doing this massage.
And so in terms of, you're saying there's no downtime. So it does.
Correct.
You are pink. Do you get a little bruised from it?
You know, occasionally people will have some bruising. I never had any bruising, and I mentioned I've been treated two times. I've had six cycles, and I've never been bruised. But I've seen some people that are a little bit bruised, especially people that take aspirin or have blood thinners on board and so forth. But most people aren't bruised.
So I understand, though, that there can be some pain associated with this afterwards. Let's talk about that. And
sure.
Would you not recommend this treatment if you were going on vacation, like before you went on vacation, because of the possibility of pain afterwards?
Okay, well, let's talk about the postoperative feeling. So at first, there's no pain at all because it's frozen and it's cold, and at least I didn't have any pain. And then my patients haven't really complained of pain initially. But I will tell you that my first time I was treated, I had a lot of pins and needles feeling. I wouldn't call it pain, but it was an annoyance. It was like when you feel in the dentist's office when your mouth is waking up, a bunch of those paresthesias and pins and needles. And I had that for 2 or 3 weeks, and it was a little annoying. When I had the second time, I didn't have that, but I did have some deep pain over my abdomen when I had it done around my belly button. And other patients complain occasionally of sort of this dull pain, and it's nothing you can't, live with at all. I mean, I just took some Advil or Tylenol, and it wasn't that big a deal. It's not like surgical pain by any means. There are some people, however, who develop this weird thing called neuralgia, which is a very sensitive nerves, and we've had to put a few people on some medication for a couple of weeks for that phenomena, but that's very rare.
Okay, so that doesn't happen frequently.
No, it doesn't. In my experience, maybe 1 out of 100.
So then going back to that question, if you were planning a trip to go out of the country or in a long plane ride, would you not recommend your patient to get this treatment prior to that? Would you suggest them to time it differently or afterwards? Or how do you
If they're super sensitive to that, perhaps I would let them know they might have a little discomfort. I did it right before I went to Paris, and I was in Paris for the week, and it didn't bother me. And that was the time I actually had some pain that I took the Tylenol for and the Advil. But if they're very sensitive and they're going on a holiday or something and they absolutely positively want to be their very best, perhaps I would caution them not to. But many of our patients fly in, have it done, and fly out.
Because we
are the busiest cool sculpting center in the world. We've done more than any single office and have more machines than any single office. And we literally have patients that fly in for it.
Now, is patient selection important?
Oh, absolutely. It is not. It's number one, it's not an procedure for all people. And it's not set it and forget it. It is technique dependent. I think that patients need to be aware of that because not only the counterfeit problem, which I hope we get a chance to talk about, but the technique really does matter. And if a person is morbidly obese or diffusely fat, this is not a perfect procedure for them. They need to lose some weight. Now, we used to do people at or about their ideal weight who had some bulges, but now we're doing some people that are pretty chunky. We're doing people that are a little overweight, but not morbidly obese.
So you just mentioned that it's really important to go to a facility that's been trained properly, and so that's important, I think, for listeners to understand that. Let's talk a little bit about there are black market devices out there that consumers really need to be cautious about, and they need to know who they go to have this done to get the results that they want.
That is critically important. I mentioned that research that was done to provide an effective and safe technology that took 10 years. There are knockoff companies in China and in Europe that are distributing these fake cool sculpting boxes, and they don't have the proprietary gel pad. They don't have the automatic thermal device that senses if something's freezing and turns off automatically. They're absolutely not safe, and I have seen permanent life-altering injuries from these fake machines. Now, again, I want to mention there's been over 1 million treatments with cool sculpting and not a single burn, not a single frostbite injury, not a single scar, not one. However, with the knockoffs, with the counterfeits, there have been numerous injuries. I have photos of them. I give talks about it. I just wrote a letter to the editor about it at the Aesthetic Surgery Journal. This is a huge problem. So they need to, anyone listening to this who's going to have CoolSculpt needs to find out if it's a true CoolSculpting machine. They can either go on the CoolSculpting website, ask the physician. If it's a non-physician, it's not a CoolSculpting machine because CoolSculpting doesn't sell to non-physicians. So if you go to a spa, or you go to a health club or someplace and it's not a physician, it's not CoolSculpting, if it's not physician-owned, that is.
So this is really scary.
It is scary. I've seen full-thickness, third-degree injuries that are life-altering, permanent scarring. This is a huge problem, potentially. Now, thankfully, the company, Zeltiq, is enforcing this, and they have a legal team that's going around the country, and when they hear of these counterfeit devices, they're putting them out of business. They're turning them into local authorities and so forth. Now, this is a bigger problem in Europe and in Asia right now, but it's still prevalent in the United States.
So what should consumers be looking out for, and what questions should they ask before they book a treatment?
Well, the first thing I would ask is this a Cool Sculpting machine from Zeltiq? And I'd have them put it in writing. I would also just check out the office. Go online to just Zeltiq.com or go CoolSculpting.com and see if the physician or is identified on their website as being an actual Cool Sculpting office and physician. They're all listed as physician locators. They could also call the company if they had any doubt at all. Now, the knockoffs, the counterfeits, unfortunately, look an awful lot like the real thing. Here's something else they can be aware of. The counterfeits oftentimes have multiple applicators coming off of one machine. The real ones don't have that. The real ones only have one applicator coming from one machine. If there's multiple hoses or multiple applicators off of one machine, it has to be a counterfeit.
That's really interesting. So they need to really pay attention to where they're going to book their appointment and who's treating them. But what about a medical spa, or what about a spa that claims to have a medical director,
uh-huh.
but the medical director is not on site, and
right.
the consumer thinks that it's a medical spa, but it's really not a medical spa. You know how that goes. So
I know, and that's very difficult. We see that all too often. I think there should be a physician on site, or certainly a medical person as a physician assistant or somebody. But I know there are many places that don't have physicians on site. It makes it tougher for the consumer, for certain, to vet this out. Again, I would probably send them to CoolSculpting.com and find out if the place is registered under the physician's name and so forth. Personally, if I were the consumer, I'd want the best I could get. I wouldn't be bottom feeding like this and trying to go to a medical spas that don't have medical people there.
Right. I agree with you, but we all know, I mean, we've read stories in the news and online that there are people that, you know, go to hairdressers to get injectables and then die because
mm-hmm.
they are looking for, it's all about price to some consumers, and they don't understand what they're doing, and they don't understand who they're going to. So yes, we hope to spread the word of safety and go to proper facilities and get treated by properly trained physicians or technicians, but you know, it doesn't always work like that. So it's really important to make sure that consumers understand that you know, you're putting your life in danger.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's why I believe in going to a board-certified plastic surgeon and a member of the Aesthetic Society. But there are other people who also can provide these services who are qualified. And I mentioned going to the website and inquiring if they're registered with Cool Sculpting. And also Cool Sculpting has something else. Zeltiq has a university called Cool Sculpting University where they train people. The doctors can send their staff there, and the doctors can go there up to Pleasanton, California, in the East Bay there in San Francisco area, and they'll actually train the technicians on how to properly assess a body, how to treat a body, and how to get the best results out of Cool Sculpting. So if I were a consumer, I would ask the person treating me, have you been trained at Cool Sculpting University? And
that's
they probably have a
question.
Diploma if they do. And the people that are trained there
question.
Do a better job.
So who does actually do the treatment and the assessment?
Well, it depends on the office. Some offices, the physician does the assessment and the physician does the treatment. That's very rare. Most of the time, the offices have trained technicians, you mentioned. We have physician's assistants and even aestheticians that have been trained by me because we train other doctors. I mentioned we have more experience than any office in the world, and we have many, many physicians and technicians that come here and we train them. And our staff has also gone to Cool Sculpting University. And so the staff we have has all been trained, and they know how to properly assess and to treat.
So, and how long is each treatment or each area?
Each applicator is 1 hour. So if you had, like, your love handles would be 1 hour on the right and 1 hour on the left, unless you have two machines. Now, the exciting new news is that we finally have an applicator for the lateral thighs, the saddlebags, the areas that we couldn't suck into the applicator before because the skin is so tight there against your lateral thigh. We
right.
now have a new flat applicator called Cool Smooth. And the company, Zeltiq, sponsored an FDA study, and we did it here in Marina Del Rey. And we presented it to the FDA, and they approved this brand new applicator. This applicator is applied against the lateral thigh, so there's a strap, and it holds it on, and it can freeze the fat, as we talked about, without sucking it in, but it does take 2 hours. And so this is the one applicator that takes 2 hours instead of 1 hour.
So you can theoretically have how many applicators on your body at once? If you have more than one machine.
Well, actually, we have a picture of one person being treated with five applicators at once. But
oh, God.
That's pretty tough. We have many with two. We have some with four or three. But you can do four. You really can. And you need four machines, though, to do it. And there aren't many places with four machines in the country or in the world.
So where does this fat go if you're doing
well,
all
the first
areas?
Thing is... The cold triggers this unique signal, and it causes death of the cell, and it's called apoptosis. So the cell dies under this apoptotic configuration, and then your body absorbs it into the GI tract, and you eliminate it naturally.
Interesting. And
and it's permanent. Once it's gone, it is gone. We have long-term results to show that. Way past five-year results. It is gone. And I myself was treated in 2009, and that fat is gone. My pictures are online at freezethefat.com.
Well, won't the fat come back to a different place, though, like as with life?
Only if you gain weight. I mean, you still have
right.
fat in your body, so if you go
right.
and pig out and gain 10 pounds, it's going to go to your breast or your buttocks or your face, your arms, or whatever wasn't treated. But the fat that you've eliminated, the troublesome areas that you don't like, they're gone. So the goal is not to gain the weight then after that. Then you'll stay the same way. Now, if you pig out, then forget about it. It's going to look crummy.
But if you pig out, you're going to gain it back in different areas as you would with
yeah.
liposuction.
That's right.
I had an interesting question that was posed to me, and it has to do with estrogen, menopause, and Cool Sculpting.
Sure.
So the question was, women that have lost a lot of estrogen due to menopause, estrogen is stored in the fat cells. Will Cool Sculpting affect these fat cells or estrogen? And I've actually spoken to Cool Sculpting, and they don't know, no study's been done on this, and it was just a question that was posed to me, and I'm throwing it out to you if you have any thoughts about it.
Well, I don't understand the full implications of your question. I haven't heard it as a question per se, but I think what you're saying is, as we know, menopausal women have compromised levels, lower levels of estrogen. And are you asking me, does Cool Sculpting make them even lower?
Yes.
Well, that's easy to find out. We just draw serum estrogen levels, and the answer is no, incidentally. But if you want to prove that, just simply – because fat is not the only storage section for estrogen, number one. But if you were to eliminate the amount of fat with one Cool Sculpting treatment, if you're worried about estrogen levels, draw an estrogen level before and after, and then you can find out.
Okay.
It would be easy to do.
That's
the answer is
going to
be no,
though.
Because you're not eliminating that much fat, and there's not that much estrogen stored in that little amount of fat you're getting rid of.
Okay, I will pass
okay.
that.
So if your body is, say,
30%
fat, and these women that are coming in, they're 25 to 30% body fat, if you eliminate even 1% of the fat of the Cool Sculpting, that would be a lot.
Well, that leads me into another question then. Is there a difference mm-hmm. in results between younger women and older women?
We haven't seen that. The nice thing we have seen is skin tightening in the older women where you do bra fat and other areas where the skin is sort of loose. We're seeing this, not only the fat go away, but the skin is tightening. So I'm doing a study on that right now to find out what's going on. I noticed it on my own back that the number of horizontal lines decreased, and you can look at it yourself. You can look at the bra fat back pictures on the website and look and see how many lines have gone away. So there is some skin tightening. So the people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s are not only thanking me for the fat removal, but they're thanking me for tightening up the skin.
That's interesting. I wasn't aware that it was also tightening the skin.
Go online, I'll show you the pictures, and we can talk about it afterwards if you'd like.
What about the arm area under the arm, you know, the bat wings?
The bat wings.
The bat wings.
I know it well. You know, up until now we do liposuction, but thanks to Cool Sculpting, we actually have a long applicator that runs from the armpit out to the elbow, and the person holds the arm up, and they apply it underneath there in the bat wing area, and then we rest the arm on a little boppy, and you sit there for an hour, and we could do two arms at once, and an hour later, the bat wings are gone. The skin's tightened in the fat. About 25-35% of the fat is gone. So the arm patients, the bat wing patients, have been thrilled to the moon.
Wow. So you can really do all your body parts, basically.
Not all of them. We can't
do that chin fat.
We wish we could. I have yet to figure out how to do the waddle of fat, the turkey gobbler waddle of fat underneath the chin. That's what we can't do yet.
Area.
And we can't do the cankles yet, the terrible cankles, you know, and people have fat around their ankles and their calves seem to go right to their feet. We haven't figured that one out yet. And that's about it. We can do pretty much every area now that we have thigh clearance, thanks to Zeltiq applying to the FDA and coming out with that new applicator called Cool Smooth.
What about the knee area? You know, some people get fatty knees.
Uh-huh. We've done the knee with both the Cool Smooth as well as some of the other small applicators.
So this is really very exciting that we can do all this without surgery. Have you seen – how does the results compare to liposuction? I mean, you're a plastic surgeon. You've done, you know, a lot of surgeries, and you've done liposuction. How is this comparing to your liposuction patients?
Well, I can tell you now, with the changes that we've adopted over the last 2 years, that the results I'm getting with CoolSculpting are equivalent to, they're as good as liposuction. That wasn't the case initially because we were under-treating. But now with the comprehensive contouring assessment that we're doing and the treatments to transformation protocols, we're doing multiple cycles at once, and we're bringing people in more than one time. And the results I'm seeing are as good as liposuction.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. Now, we're still doing liposuction, however, because remember, these results take 2 to 3 months to occur, and sometimes we're treating people twice. So if someone is having surgery for something else, maybe they're having a facelift or a tummy tuck or a breast surgery, and they want to get rid of some fat, many people are still having liposuction. I don't think for a second this is replacing liposuction in that sense. However, as I mentioned earlier, many of us, myself included, it sounds like you, would like to get rid of an inch of fat, and we don't want surgery. And that's where this is so exciting, because we don't have to have surgery, and you can get liposuction-like results.
So we have about 90 seconds left, but I want to ask two important questions. One is, how many treatments are typical, and two, what is some of the range of cost? Because I'm sure listeners want to know, oh, my God, how much is this going to cost me?
Well, first of all, it matters how many areas we're doing. So when you ask what's the typical number, there is no typical number, because you'd have to tell me a male, female, and what areas. But I'll walk you through it as quickly as I can. Let's say it's love handles. Let's say like the muffin top on a woman or love handle on a man, very common area. We might do two cycles, and we might do it twice. That would be four cycles total, separated by a month to 2 to 3, and we bring them back in usually after about 2 months, and we treat them twice. That would be $2,500 for that scenario I just gave you. Let's say, on the other hand, you have love handles and tummy, and let's say it's a big tummy, and there's going to be four applicators on that tummy, and maybe two on the love handles. So that's six applicators totally. And let's say you're going to do that twice. That'd be 12 applications, right? If you did that, that could easily average you $600 per cycle, so that could be $7,000, $7,200 potentially, if you were doing that big of an area. Now, I've gone from one scenario, which is kind of small, to another scenario that's very large. So it's a range like that.
Okay, and for our listeners that don't know what the cost of liposuction is, what if you were to do the same with liposuction, what are we talking?
Well, liposuction would be more in both cases, but not only would it be more money, but there's more time off work. Because with liposuction, you lose time, you lose money because you can't work and so forth. Even if you're not working, you can't play, so to speak. So not only is CoolSculpting cheaper than liposuction to have it performed, it also doesn't have the added cost of recovery and the risk and so forth. So there's no doubt that this CoolSculpting is a much better deal for the consumer than liposuction.
Well, this is all really exciting, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome.
There's a lot more we could talk about, but we ran out of time. So listeners can reach Dr. Stevens. His website is marinaplasticsurgery.com, and there's a Facebook page, which is Marina Plastic Surgery Associates. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And are you on Twitter? I think so.
I am.
You, and what is your tweet handle?
Grant Stevens.
Grant Stevens, okay.
And you can also reach me at drgrantstevens.com.
And drgrantstevens.com. Well, this
is
great, and thank you so much. And
you're
for
very
those
welcome.
Of you
thank
that
you for having me.
Thank you. If you'd like a copy of my ebook, they can go and download it at niptuckcoach.com. And my Twitter handle is niptuckcoach, and safe cosmetic surgery and safety first. And have a beautiful weekend, and thank you for listening.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Nip Tuck Coach Radio. Join us next week for another exciting program about the world of cosmetic surgery and beauty. To learn more about Michelle Garber, go to www.niptuckcoach.com. To consult with Michelle directly, call 415-494-7211.